WTAW News Time is 5 after 7, 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. State and federal officials will be surveying storm damage in Brazos County today.
There will be representatives from SBA, FEMA, and the Texas Department of Emergency Management going out with Melissa Perez and Kim Hinton with Road and Bridge tomorrow to view some of the areas that have been so heavily impacted in the county. They'll be visiting with Brazos County in the morning and then visiting with City of Bryan in the afternoon.
Brazos County Emergency Management Director Michelle Mead told county commissioners that damage reports continue to be received. A countless number of county roads were damaged. Outside BCS, 10 homes were damaged by floods and lightning. In Bryan, 336 homes were flooded and 157 had tornado damage. Mead says all those numbers are expected to rise. The Bryan City Council is not following the Bryan School Board's opposition to the expansion of a Westside manufacturer. The council did vote unanimously to get an annual report from state officials on the pollution being produced at the San Gobon Ceramics and Plastics Plant. Mike Sutherland made the motion.
We need to monitor that very carefully and closely, and we have no way to do that other than the compliance report that we get from TCEQ. So that's about the only thing we can do right now, and hopefully the citizens that testify at TCEQ will have some impact on that also.
The school board's attorney posted comments on the website of the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, which you can read online at WTAW.com, stating opposition to San Gobon's request was in part due to the possible negative health impact. The first elections administrator in Robertson County has been hired as the first elections administrator in Brazos County. Trudy Hancock was hired by Brazos County commissioners at the end of yesterday's meeting.
Just excited and want the voters and residents of Brazos County to know that our door is always open and for them to feel free to call or come by anytime with any questions that they have.
Hancock starts July 1st and will receive a salary of $60,000. County Judge Dwayne Peters says there were 8 applicants. 5 were interviewed by the Elections Committee. That includes representatives of the local Democratic and Republican parties and county officials. This August marks the start of the last year of Milam School in Bryan as an elementary building. But because Milam for the last 2 years has been considered academically as an improvement required campus, the district is required to submit what's called a turnaround plan to the state. The Bryan School Board approved the administration's recommendations. Associate Superintendent Barbara Ybarra says they have taken into account the need for bilingual teachers.
The vast majority of our elementary campuses at this point also offer a bilingual education program. And so many of them are poised and ready to accept English language learners without very much transition whatsoever, other than there'll be more teachers, obviously.
In the fall of 2017, Milam will become the new home of the M.C. Harris Alternative School. Elementary students will be split among remaining campuses. Most of them are going to either Jones, Neal, Fannin, Henderson, Branch, or Crockett. No one was hurt after a natural gas line was hit yesterday afternoon in a Texas A&M construction zone. Streets were closed and a bus route was moved for about 90 minutes around the former Kane Park north of Kyle Field. University police report the operator of an excavator broke the line while digging. Atmos Energy crews repaired the 4-inch line. WTAW News Time is 9 after 7. It's 73 degrees. You can always text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. W.E. Gibson is a trusted choice agency. That means that W.E. Gibson subscribes to the Trusted Choice Pledge of Performance. That pledge states that we will work with you to identify the insurance products that are right for you and use our access to over 35 companies to deliver those products. It also states that we will thoroughly explain the coverages and options available to you. We will return your phone calls and emails promptly. We will commit our staff to continuing education so that they may be more knowledgeable in serving you. And most importantly, it states that we will treat you with respect and courtesy and that we will conduct our business under the highest ethical standards. W.E. Gibson has been doing business in this manner for over 130 years. We don't feel that you can get this kind of commitment and service by getting quotes on the internet or from an agent that represents just one company. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555 or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
Need more space? We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in College Station? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the College Station area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. College Station is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-385-4358. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-385-4358. That's 1-800-385-4358.
Thanks for the memory.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Hospice Brazos Valley is dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family. Patients receiving hospice care live longer. Early care provides a greater benefit to the patient and family. We are honored to serve and encourage care for someone living with chronic illness. It is a privilege for our staff to care for you in your home as well as our inpatient facility. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
Good morning. It's 7:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure remains anchored over the region. That is good news. It keeps the rain out of the forecast right through Friday. Sunny and warm, 90 to 95. There will be some passing cloudiness during the day. Clear to partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Sunshine's back tomorrow. We're up around 90 tomorrow afternoon. Clear tomorrow night, 70 to 75. And it's going to be sunny for Friday. Highs Friday afternoon, close to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, dates and times for the College Station Super Regional. Also, some Aggie accolades and the Brazos Valley Bombers take down the Acadiana Cane Cutters and the Astros fall to the rival Rangers. Coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so we know the Olympics are coming up there in Rio de Janeiro.
Yep.
They're before we ever heard about skeeters. We heard about, you know, stuff bobbing in the bay.
Yeah. Right.
You know, just who wants to be doing anything out in that water?
Blech.
Yeah. And then we hear about the skeeters. And this morning, the story about how Brazil's federal police have raided the headquarters of a consortium of companies building one of the main 2016 Olympic centers, fueling concerns that malfeasance may have tainted the games. Oh, I cannot imagine.
In Brazil? No.
No.
In the Olympics? No.
No. Located in the northern suburbs, the Deodoro site will host 11 Olympic sports, including shooting, kayaking, and equestrian events. It is being built with federal money at a cost of 811 million rias. According to the municipality. I don't know how much that is.
Mm.
So,
are facilities typically built by now?
Well,
I mean, we're 2 months out from the beginning of these games.
I want to say, you know, when they were in Moscow, they were able to have cameras that could sneak into the buildings and see that, for instance, the bathrooms hadn't been fitted out.
Right.
You know, a couple of months before. But I think we're talking about some things that just aren't even near completion.
Right.
For a country that's already having enough problems. I mean, their new slogan is, we're not as bad as Argentina. but still.
Yeah.
And more people just, you know, was Steph Curry said that he's, you know, he don't want to go there.
I'm thinking I'd be, you know, faking a knee injury too.
Why?
I'm not saying he's faking, but I would definitely be willing to use any excuse possible.
Why would you put yourself in that position?
Right. Now,
ask Klay Thompson because he's all about it. He's talking about like, I'm ready to go.
And that's the same with Gabby Douglas, the gymnast. And she's saying even at 20, she realizes she's old for the sport. And she's saying, hey, it's the Olympics. Like, this is it. This is what people like her, you know, work for their entire lives, all 20 years of it. You can see, you can see both sides of it.
But she's in an indoor situation. That's
true.
An indoor
that
venue.
Is very true.
She's not going to be in any harm, nor are the fans who are watching that. But let's talk track and field or kayaking or any of the equestrian things.
Oh, yeah.
Those
if I'm
things.
Any kind of aquatic sport and I'm having to go out in that water, sewage water.
Yeah. And even the Diadora complex that this raid was about is not there. It's inland some, but it's still water.
Yep.
And, you know, that's where the skeeters are going to be. Mm-hmm. And if this Zika deal is a real concern, then why would you want to do that? All right, so let's wash our ears out with a happy story. Just in time for Finding Nemo, or whatever that new thing is from Disney, we apparently now know that according to a study published in Scientific Reports, fish not only recognize faces, but they can be coached to show that recognition by spitting at them.
What?
Yeah, well, I mean, how else is a fish going to communicate, right?
If you're
if you're not a Pixar fish or a Harpo fix or whatever it is. Anyway, the study was done using archer fish, which is a kind of fish that is known for being able to spit jets of water and knock bugs like out of trees and things down into the water so they can eat them. Researchers showed archer fish a computer monitor displaying pairs of photos of faces and rewarded them with food for spitting at one and not the other. When tested by being shown color images, the fish spat at the correct photo 82% of the time.
But how is their accuracy?
Yeah. And the black and white images 86% of the time.
So, bullseye.
Yeah. But do they think that's good or bad, or they just know that's the one?
Yeah.
Because
true.
And if you own a fish, don't take it out and cuddle it. That's not going to work.
No. Why?
Not a cuddly
pet.
No. Yeah, they're not that. Yesterday we were talking about Planet Fitness. Is that right?
Yes.
Where they had the alarm. A siren would go off if you make noises.
Yes.
And you had said that they're fairly restrictive on what people can wear.
But not there. What people can eat.
Okay. Because they have pizza there, right?
Yeah, and candy at the front desk.
Really? They have candy at the front desk?
Yes.
Keeps you coming back, man. It's brilliant.
All right.
It's brilliant.
Blink Fitness, a gym in New Jersey and has New York locations as well, announced this week that they will be covering its Manhattan location mirrors each Monday from now on in hopes of encouraging better body image among its members. A spokesperson for the Blink Gym said, Monday without mirrors intentionally kicked off just as the summer started because with swimsuit season getting into full swing, we want our members to shift their summer fitness goals to feeling healthy and confident versus chasing that perfect summer body.
How funny. The gym that I work out at does not have mirrors.
Okay.
But not because of the body image issues. A lot of times in, you know, CrossFit style gyms or more of like the warehouse style gyms, they don't have mirrors.
Okay.
But, you know, you go to Gold's and it's like in Planet Fitness and it's like wrapped around the walls.
So why is that? If you got a theory, I mean,
I think for the like the CrossFit gyms in town, and then like the type of gym that I work out at, the type of working out you're doing, you don't need to be watching yourself, and you probably shouldn't be looking at yourself in the mirror because it's taking your focus away from what you're doing.
Okay,
in more of like a bodybuilding style gym where you're not Where
the mechanics are different.
The mechanics are different. That's a great way to put it.
Right.
And then just, and some people, they really do just like to look at themselves. Yeah. And how are you supposed to take gym selfies, Scott?
Yeah,
without a mirror.
It's like Jim Gaffigan's got that bit where he's like, I want to look at myself while I work on myself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's just funny, but that's an interesting, you know, mirrorless Mondays little
gives you a chance
thing they got.
But speaking of swimsuits, if you are going to do that, remember now that geeky swimsuits are the hottest new trend in swimwear. In Style says ThinkGeek.com is selling nerdy cool collections of Star Trek The Next Generation one-piece suits in three Starfleet Command styles, red and gold captain's uniforms, and the blue science officer commander suits as well.
No, you don't want to be a red shirt.
No, you don't, because they get killed.
Yeah.
Doctor Who fans can find swimsuits in the style of a TARDIS or a Dalek. Is that right?
Dalek,
mm-hmm. Okay, at Black Milk Clothing. And med students can find anatomically correct bathing suits that illustrate your insides the outside.
Kind of gross.
Yeah. Okay.
You got Wonder Woman and Supergirl themed swimsuits as well. And Hot Topics Star Wars swimwear featuring R2-D2 and Darth Vader two-piece swimsuits.
That's so cool.
There. You can do swimsuit nerdy if you want to. Be just perfect. 7:21 with the Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Brad, did you have a favorite cereal growing up?
A favorite cereal? I've always been partial to Lucky Charms.
Okay, all right, okay. Chelsea?
So many good ones. It's so hard to pick. I'm a cereal guru.
But at some point, did you say, Mom, can we get this?
Yeah, I would definitely have to say Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Okay,
that's a good one.
Understand,
too.
Hard to go wrong with that.
And
I grew up in kind of a more basic thing. Like, I thought Wheat Chex was good.
Okay.
And I like Rice Krispies.
Yeah.
Okay.
But now, as my kids were growing up, you know, Honey Nut Cheerios worked because that's, you know, that's great baby food, and they can take those and eat them forever. Well, it has been 15 years since General Mills came up with a new cereal, but now, after 15 years, Tiny Toast. Shaped like small pieces of toast. And they have two flavors, blueberries and strawberries. Tiny Toast arouses the senses of taste and smell, according to Mike Iverson, who is the product developer and technology quality division president for General Mills.
You know, that is interesting that they haven't done something in 15 years.
Yeah.
And I felt like there was a new cereal on the shelf, you know, every week whenever I was growing up.
Well, and again, these are the aforementioned Cinnamon Toast Crunch people. But you're right. You may have grown up at a time when that was expanding tremendously.
Right. Mm-hmm. Cereal was just exploding.
Because you've got rice and you've got oats and you've got corn. And that's all you've got.
Mm-hmm.
And they have somehow been able to put together an entire aisle, top to bottom, both sides of cereal.
It's really amazing.
It is.
Now, what has been more, I think, on the rise has been granola. And so maybe that kind of took the place of cereal.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more brands out now.
That ain't healthy necessarily.
No. Sugar content.
Yeah, lots of high fat
crazy.
Stuff. Yeah, lots of high fat stuff. Know what you're putting in your cereal like anything else. And of course, that's all. We're talking about box cereal there. That says nothing about the oatmeals or the maltomeals or the hot cereals that aren't necessarily eaten a whole lot around here. Yeah, like steel-cut oats, that's become a real big deal that people want.
You know, and heart-healthy oatmeal.
Yeah,
that whole thing,
and remember, that has to cook for like 4 days. So, you know, plan ahead when you're going to do steel.
Instant packages.
They do. See, and that's the other thing. Okay, now, this flavored, I think Turbyville he got on a kick where he was eating flavored instant oatmeal.
Okay.
And the flavor was, I think, maple something.
Right.
And so you put that in the microwave. And first of all, it just looks like powdered cereal anyhow because it has to be processed to cook fast. But then, of course, it would make the entire break room smell like maple.
Right.
And that's cool if you want that, but if other people don't want that, then, you know. It's not the same as burning coffee, but it's not necessarily.
Luckily,
popcorn's everybody's
luckily
problem.
Most of them are just like add hot water.
Yeah.
And there's the, you know, the little hot water faucet in the break
That's
room.
Right. Sit,
so.
Let, and then just let it sit and it comes together like wallpaper paste and it's all good.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-587-6435 or visit ctwp.com today.
It's all new, all true Broadway that will inspire you. See the hottest tours direct from NYC with the Opus Broadway 4-Pack, including the jaw-dropping talents of The Illusionist, live from Broadway, the Christmas-tastic Elf, the musical, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union, the blockbuster hit musical Jersey Boys, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk of McGregor, Texas, and the 2012 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Once. Broadway 4-Pack, only $115. Visit mscopus.org.
Boudreaux's asking, what you doing for lunch today? Come to Cajun's Bayou Grill.
I'm a Cajun man.
Cajun's, get you some. Boudreaux's new restaurant, Cajun's Bayou Grill, make good Cajun food from scratch. Gumbo, etouffee, po' boys, shrimps, catfish, and a lot more, plus lunch specials too. Cajun's Bayou Grill, it's in South College Station, in the community of Wellburn, just minutes from the congestion, one block north of Hullabaloo Diner. Google that, cajunsbayougrill.com.
Good morning, it's 726, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. High today, about 91 or so, about 71 for a low tonight. We'll probably do right at the 90s all week long, as a matter of fact. Slight chance of some showers coming into the forecast. Starting tomorrow and tomorrow night, Saturday looking at a 30% chance of rain, and then Sunday maybe a 40% chance of rain, but we will get to a 90 today. Right now, calm winds. Relative humidity is 90%. We have fair skies and it's 73.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Jared Marriott, and I'd like to introduce Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization. We can simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in, and we'll ensure that you have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
University of Toronto administrators had a brilliant idea worthy of a Nobel Prize. To promote equality in their co-ed dorms, they adopted gender-neutral bathrooms. Any gender, male, female, or other, could just walk right in regardless of who else was in the bathroom doing whatever they were doing. What could possibly go wrong with this? Well, sadly, this enlightened experiment had a flaw, which was promptly exposed. When I say exposed, I mean it was totally bared for everybody to see. In two separate incidents in Whitney Hall dorm, male students were caught holding their cell phones over a shower stall, videoing female students as they showered. Dean of Students Melinda Scott told the media that campus police were contacted immediately to support the impacted students. Then administrators got tough. The dean said, given the serious nature of these incidents and the impact on directly affected students, we made the decision to specifically designate some bathrooms at Whitney Hall for those who say they're men and the others who say they're women, though some don't know. The tough new rules are being described as a temporary measure to provide safe space for women who have been directly impacted by the incidents of voyeurism, safe also for other students who might feel more comfortable using single-gender bathrooms. But at least they tried, folks, to bring true equality to the bathroom. How could anybody have predicted it would lead to this kind of problem? Who in the world would have thought this would have happened?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
If you are really good at what you do, and if your experience is worth sharing, make an investment in your future. There is a huge need for quality corporate trainers. Help others become the very best they can be while building your own income. Join the John Maxwell team. The John Maxwell team has been certifying corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers for more than 40 years. The cost for becoming a certified John Maxwell corporate trainer is basically the same as a few credits at an online university. It's a small price to pay for a life-changing program. Once you become a certified John Maxwell team member, you are part of the team for life. Become a John Maxwell certified corporate trainer, executive coach, and speaker. Visit johnmaxwellradio.com now for a special free gift. That's johnmaxwellradio.com or dial 1-800-MAXWELL. That's 1-800-MAXWELL. Get in gear now.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30, 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Damage numbers continue to rise from severe storms in Brazos County nearly 2 weeks ago.
County list of damages to homes and properties in the unincorporated areas of Brazos County. We have approximately 10 homes, countless roads. We're still working with Road and Bridge to get an assessment of those damages.
Brazos County Emergency Management Director Michelle Mead also received an update from the City of Bryan.
I visited with Jerry Henry, who's EMC for City of Bryan this morning. And they currently have a roster of 157 homes that have been impacted by the tornado, 336 currently that have been affected by flooding.
Mead says representatives of state and federal emergency agencies will be touring the county and Bryan today. Activities on the Texas A&M campus north of Kyle Field were interrupted yesterday afternoon due to a natural gas line leak. University police report the operator of an excavator broke the line while digging. UPD reports no injuries. Emergency responders were in the construction zone that was formerly Kane Park in the old Kane building for almost an hour and a half. Atmos Energy crews repaired the 4-inch line, which prompted closing streets and moving a bus route. Opposition to the expansion of a West Bryan manufacturer plant does not include the Bryan City Council, but the council did vote last night to get annual pollution reports involving the San Gobon ceramics and plastics plant. Councilman Al Sines noted the balance of economic development and public safety.
Although we do want them to do business here in the city and the county, but we also want to make sure that they do a clean and healthy a safe business, but it also doesn't take away from the fact that citizens who live around or within our community also want to be aware that what they breathe, what their children breathe, and is a safe and clean environment.
The council's unanimous vote came the day after the Bryan School Board gave their lawyer permission to post the district's opposition to the project on the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality website, which you can read online at WTAW.com. Brazos County Commissioners did not go far to hire the county's first elections administrator. Trudy Hancock has served in that position the last 8 years in Robertson County.
Currently, elections are handled by the county clerk's office. Voter registration is handled by the tax office. So what they do is they take both of those duties from those offices and create an office in its own. So everything that is related to elections is in one location in one office.
Other than more voters, the only difference in Brazos County is using voting centers.
We're hoping to work Robertson County to vote centers, so I'm excited to come into a county that already has that in place.
County Judge Dwayne Peters says Hancock was selected from 8 applicants, 5 who were interviewed by the Elections Committee. That includes county officials and representatives of the local Republican and Democratic parties. Hancock starts July 1st and will receive a salary of $60,000. At one of Bryan's elementary schools, there will be an increased focus on academics. That's because the state has rated Milam as an improvement-required campus the last 2 years. Action at this week's Bryan School Board meeting included accepting administrator ideas, which will be sent to the state as a proposed turnaround plan. An unusual component is preparing for Milam students and teachers moving to new campuses in the fall of 2017 because the building is being turned into the new home of MC Harris Alternative School. Associate Superintendent Barbara Ibarra says a behavior management program used in the secondary grades will be applied next year to all elementaries.
The students learn what the expectations are for different activities, different settings, and those become part of how they do business in a regular way. So the receiving campuses will already have put that in place for their schools, and so the students should be able to transition quite smoothly.
Ibarra says a focus next year is on Milam's principal ensuring planning time with teachers.
And that it's data-driven and not preference-driven. I like to teach a certain subject or content or unit, but more oversight and expectation of collaborative planning in place, and that the decisions that are made for instructional purposes are based on evidence of student outcomes currently.
In the fall of 2017, most of Milam's elementary students will transfer to Crockett, Branch, Henderson, Fannin, Neal, or Jones. The Texas battle with the EPA over climate change continues. The latest is the Railroad Commission asking the Attorney General to stop new methane rules.
The new EPA methane rules require companies to plug and capture leaks of methane from drilling wells and storage tanks. Railroad Commissioner Ryan Sitton questions what this has to do with climate change.
The main argument for the Clean Power Plan was that we are certain that humankind is causing global warming because of CO2 exclusively, yet we also have to do something about methane. Which is it?
Environment Texas Director Luke Metzger explains President Obama's motives for going after methane.
In 2014, the oil and gas industry released 2.5 billion pounds of methane here in Texas. That's the pollution equivalent of 8 million cars.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
One of the most influential and wealthy men in Texas has decided to throw his full support behind the presidential campaign of Donald Trump. San Antonio billionaire Red McCombs had been a backer of Ted Cruz's run for the White House.
We really need a change. 8 years of the Obama regulatory standoff is enough.
The Dallas Morning News reports Trump will hold a fundraiser and maybe a rally in Dallas a week from tomorrow, followed by stops a week from Friday in Houston and San Antonio. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 73 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Tag, it's yours.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, it's time for Tag. Register for your 2016-2017 parking permit at transport.tamu.edu by July 6th.
Just point, click, permit, tag, it's yours. Couldn't be quicker or easier.
Log on to transport.tamu.edu 24/7. Don't wait. Register for your 2016-2017 parking permit now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services.
Gabe Bach here with Jason Rallo of Rallo Insurance Group. Jason, big event coming up, Coaches Night, presented by Rallo Insurance. It's coming up first part of June.
That's right, Gabe. We're sponsoring Coaches Night, sponsoring the whole event. Will this be our third year to actually sponsor Coaches Night? So it's Brazos County A&M Club Coaches Night, presented by Rallo Insurance. So we're excited to bring that to the folks here in College Station.
I know people are going to be able, if they have any questions, they show up to Coaches Night, you're going to bring some Rallo Insurance people there that can help serve as hosts.
Right. I mean, not everyone from the agency will be there, but a good number. I think last year we had maybe 15, 20 people there, and they had their Rallo Insurance shirts on, and they were trying to help people, you know, with the seating and greeting. And we take a big part in that. We take pride in that. Of course, what happens from those funds that are raised, it goes back to give scholarships to people to go to a university we both love, Texas A&M. Coaches Night, presented by Rollo Insurance, Thursday, June the 9th.
Go to bcamc.org. Get a quote today with Jason Rollo and educate yourself in the process. Go to rolloinsurance.com. It's two L's, rolloinsurance.com.
If your business is spending too much on ink and toner, talk to Cartridge World. We help businesses save up to 30% on ink and toner. That's 30% less than the superstore prices. Cartridge World with 600 stores. We're home and office printing pros. We're locally owned. We get small business. And you'll save 30% on high-performance ink and toner cartridges every day. Find a store near you at cartridgeworld.com. That's cartridgeworld.com.
Good morning, it's 7:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's, where you'll find furniture, supplies, and so much more. Here's some numbers.
We need the dry weather to continue across the region, and it looks to do so. High pressure is still in control. Lots of sunshine today, some passing clouds. 90 to 95 through the afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. It'll be sunny, warm again tomorrow with temperatures approaching 90. Clear skies tomorrow night. We'll have a low of 70 to 75. Sunshine returns on Friday. Temperatures Friday afternoon near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, I'll give you those dates and times for the College Station Super Regional coming up with Texas A&M facing TCU. Also, the Texas Rangers took out the Houston Astros, and Roger Goodell's still alive and breathing. I'll give you those details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So a lady called me after we discussed the cereal. She says she makes her own meal with milk.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that before.
With milk.
Someone else texted in and said that they know a person from the Czech Republic, and she said the most exciting thing about coming to the U.S. as a child was the cereal aisle, because they only have like 2 to 3 brands, and that's it. So can you imagine as a kid walking up and being like,
what a wonderful country.
Right, right.
Years ago, we had a Sister Cities project that Bryan College Station did with a city over in Russia, and what they did was, you know, we sent some kiddos over to Russia and spent some time there, and then they sent some kids back over here, and we had one of those kiddos stay with us, and he was fascinated by bananas.
Really?
Because
wow,
they were so expensive where he came from.
Oh.
And his mother, in fact, was one of the political leaders in the city or county or state, whatever it was, mm-hmm, and it was still difficult for his family to get them. So,
wow. Yeah. And it's like the cheapest fruit you can buy.
Yeah, yeah. Here. But, you know, it was like 19 cents a pound here, and we were yeah, doing that, and that was kind of cool. But in advance of the kids going from one city to another, the leaders of the, and somebody will remember what the name of the city was, and I can't right now, but they came here, and so the leaders would take them around the cities, and they took them to where the old Albertsons was, I believe, over on South mm-hmm College, and they walked them through there, and they showed that to them. And at the end of the tour, they were all very skeptical. They said, how were you able to know that this is where we were going, and you could bring all the food from the groceries in the city to this one location?
Wow.
It's yeah, kind of sad.
Right.
You know?
That's not the way it goes. So yeah.
So they thought that was all the food.
Yeah, yeah. All the food that was available for sale in Bryan College Station was brought to that one location. Yeah, but anyhow, so that's the way it was. So, you know, Brad, you've done a wonderful job covering the sports this morning.
Thank you.
Except, you know, there is
something you missed.
One more.
This year's World Shin Kicking Championships were held in central England. The aim is pretty simple, to kick your opponent until you bring him down. It might sound brutal, but competitors cushion their shins with straw. It's a rugged and physical sport, and unlike many other contact sports, it's always the legs that take the strain. Injuries can occur quite often.
Straw.
It's always the legs that take the strain.
Yeah, yeah, she says they use straw as if that's some brand new.
It sounds brutal, but straw is used for padding.
Oh, my goodness. You know, actually, I was going to put that in there, but it was between that and the Goodell story.
All right,
so,
well, I'm just thinking,
shin
though.
Shin kicking.
If we could just monetize this, I mean, if we could get to the situation where we actually had, you know, ESPN out there on location, you know, with three
Maybe that's where I'll get my big break.
There you go.
Then go cover the shin kicking tournament.
It's, first of all, one of the seats behind the anchor desk is going to be given up to a former shin kicking world champion.
Of course.
We know that.
Duh.
Because they have to be able to.
The analyst.
Yes, you got
right.
You've played the sport. You've been in the arena. You know exactly what it is.
How does it feel? Yeah. Tell us what you remember.
You've got to report it in that British accent, though, if you do that. Our very own Chelsea Reber.
Hey,
the shin-kicking finals.
Yeah.
Chelsea?
We did have someone text in Kazan, Russia? Kazan? K-A-Z-A-N?
Yes.
Russia? Excuse me.
That's almost right. But it does. It starts with a K.
Yeah.
And they texted in. How did they do that, Chelsea?
You can text us at 979-695-1620.
All right. There you go. That's good. One of my kids went. I should remember where it is, but I can't. Yeah. You're very close there. All right. So anyhow, in the meantime, we found out earlier this morning that tropical fish can distinguish human faces. I don't know how that works, but.
And thank goodness we found that out.
Right, because it matters.
What would we have done
without
that? Hey, how big a break does Chelsea need? She's already on 1620.
Yeah, hey.
So nice.
You're right.
Yeah. No, she needs to have her weekends filled up doing that.
Exactly.
She works here during the week, and ESPN takes her off to someplace else during the
You know, I'm never tired by Friday afternoon after waking up at 3:30 every weekday.
That's right. So
I just need more to do.
That's right. Just that's all you got to do. You get to see some picturesque places like, never mind.
Yeah.
Paducah, Kentucky. I mean, but if you were, for instance, if you were going to have a shin-kicking contest, where would that be? I mean, where would you want to do that in U.S. America? Are we going to have Little League shin-kicking? I mean, you know, because you got to have a league that's Premier League shin-kicking.
I don't know. I feel like your shins have to be strong enough. Maybe the age requirement has to be
What's
and the then, like, protocol? Do short people have an advantage? Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think the leverage of a longer leg might actually make a difference.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But you've got more target area on a longer leg.
I guess I
got
to go look it up on YouTube because, I mean, do you put your hands on the shoulder of the person who you're
right.
kicking? Is there a distance situation?
What's the technique here?
Yeah, how does that work?
Do you wear cleats?
Listen to you. You're going hardcore right away. All right, so anyhow, shin kicking. I don't want to say it too many more times.
this text is great. Thank you for texting us, listeners. We have shin kickers around here, but they're spelled differently with a T.
From Superior Air Repair. Right now is a great time to buy a new Trane heating and cooling system from Superior. For a limited time only, we're offering no interest with equal payments until January 2021 on any qualifying Trane system. Or get a $1,000 trade-in allowance. Your choice. So call Superior for details or find us online at SuperiorAirRepair.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a train. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Superior or visit train.com for complete program eligibility dates, details, and restrictions.
RE/MAX Bryan College Station has been serving Aggie Land over 20 years, representing generations of buyers and sellers with old-fashioned hometown service and 21st century technological expertise. At 3030 University Drive, just east of Highway 6, we're right in the middle of Bryan College Station and count legions of Aggie customers returning as parents and grandparents. More sellers list with RE/MAX than any other brand because nobody in the world sells more real estate. So to buy or sell, it's RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Hi there, this is David Hogan, and if you haven't noticed, we've had a lot of rain and warm weather. That means a lot of grass. If you're tired of plodding around all weekend on that old mower, then come see us at Kyra's Truck Center. We can fix you up with a new Cub Cadet or Ferris Zero Turn. We've even got zero turns with steering wheels. We still got zero down and 0%. Come see us. We'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Kyra's Truck Center, half mile east of the bypass on Highway 21. Or give us a call at 979-778-7481.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Betalift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
My guess is you're busy, maybe too busy. It's a similar story for many of us. We have trouble telling people no. Or we convince ourselves we have free time because there's a tiny blank spot on our calendar. But deep inside, we know we're overcommitted. The question is, why do we choose to stay that way? Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Typically, our first answer to that question might be, because I'm doing important things. Well, that may be true, but it could also be part of the problem. What if we're overloading our schedule because it's the only way we know how to feel significant? Listen, there's nothing wrong with taking pride in a job well done or enjoying our work. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to feel valued and needed. But we've lost our balance in life when we believe we have to do stuff to prove to ourselves and everyone around us that we're worth something. That's a monster that'll never be satisfied no matter how much you feed it. The only true answer is to learn to appreciate our value as a person, apart from everything we do. Living well is all about discovering our meaning and purpose in who we are, all the unique and peculiar things that make us, us. When we understand that, we'll have appropriate balance, and our activities will enrich our lives rather than consume us from the inside out. For help discovering your true worth, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota. It's 7:51. The NCAA set the dates and times for the College Station Super Regional featuring Texas A&M and TCU. The best of three series will be played on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with all three games scheduled for 8 p.m. Coach Rob Childress says the team's ready.
Well, we've been really good in weekend series, and we're excited that, you know, our guys have earned the opportunity to be at home next week, and it's about us playing good another week and you know, continuing to take a step forward against a really good team in TCU.
First pitch is at 8 p.m. on Friday, and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. The Aggs aren't only getting ready to face TCU, they've also received some accolades, landing their largest All-American haul ever from Baseball America yesterday. The Maroon and White had four players named to the Baseball America All-America teams, including Ryan Burke and Boomer White on the first team, and Mark Ecker and Brigham Hill on the second team. Texas A&M led the nation with their two first-team selections and four overall nods. The Aggs are 48-14 on the year, finishing 20-10 in the SEC. In other regional news, LSU rallied to beat Rice 5-2 yesterday in their NCAA baseball tournament regional at Baton Rouge, with the Tigers moving on to super regional play. Rice starter Willie Amador worked six scoreless before LSU chased him with three runs in the seventh inning. In track and field, Texas A&M junior Lyndon Victor added another postseason honor to his collection prior to starting the NCAA championship decathlon on Wednesday. This week, he was named USTF CCCA South Central Field Athlete of the Year, while Aggie assistant coach Chris Grimes earned South Central Men's Assistant Coach of the Year accolades. Following his SEC championship winning performance of 8,446 points, which is the fourth best score in collegiate history, Victor was selected as the SEC Field Athlete of the Year and named to the Bowerman watch list. Well, the offense for the Brazos Valley Bombers got rolling late for an 8-5 victory over the Acadiana Cane Cutters on Tuesday night at Nutribolt Stadium. The Bombers have lost six games to rain, and it showed early as they went 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position. position. Pinch hitter Michael Fitzsimmons and Anthony Herrera, however, changed that with two swings. Fitzsimmons smashed the first pitch he saw in the Texas Collegiate League for a double. The sixth inning hit by Fitzsimmons, who just finished his redshirt season at Ole Miss, tied the game at four. Two batters later, Herrera added a two-run single. Then the three-time defending TCL champions tacked on two runs in the seventh, getting three straight hits by Alex Sample, Zach McGuire, and Caleb Dean, giving them six of their 10 hits in two innings. The Bombers will be off until Friday when the Woodland Strikers will be at Nutrabolt Stadium to start a two-game series. That story courtesy of BrazosSports.com. In Major League Baseball, heading out to Arlington for Game 2 of the Stros versus the Rangers.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two on. And here's the pitch. He struck him out swinging, and the Rangers win it. Rangers have beaten the Astros for the eighth straight time this year.
Ian Desmond's two-run homer in the eighth inning allowed the Rangers to continue their dominance this season of cross-state rival Houston, beating the Stros 4-3 last night. The Rangers are now 8-0 against the Astros this season and have won 12 straight in Arlington against Houston. Dallas Keuchel took the loss and fell to 3-8. The Astros will look for redemption tonight at 7.05 p.m., pregame's at 6.30, and you can catch it all on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. And you don't hear something like this every day. The NFL has asked law enforcement to look into how its Twitter account was hacked with a post purporting that Commissioner Roger Goodell had died. The post went up on the league's official account yesterday and was soon deleted, as were follow-up tweets. Goodell later jokingly tweeted, "Man, you leave the office for one day of golf with former Bills quarterback Jim Kelly and your own network kills you off." One more time, Roger Goodell, very much alive. And now here's KO.
That's going to wrap up sports. We're in the studio with Mike Vivaldi from Team of Navasota. So what's going on?
I want to talk about a special incentive Ford put out. They have a extra $1,000 in addition to all the other incentives on trucks.
Oh, holy cow.
For first responders and active military. So if you're a first responder or active military, Ford wants to, you know, tell you thank
you. You got the hook up?
There you go.
Very nice. What do you got for the deal of the day to me?
Deal of the day is going to be a 2012 Scion XB for $96.88.
Those are kind of neat little cars.
Cool little car.
I've never been in one, but they most of them look pretty cool.
Yep. Yep, they're pretty neat little cars. We have about another 100 pre-owned vehicles on the lot. So.
No kidding.
Yes, sir.
So you finally caught up, because there for a while you guys were looking for pre-owned cars.
We still need more, honestly.
All right. To find out more, all of it's online at
TMNavasota.com.
And that's going to do it for sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on WTAW.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage and Schnook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Hi, I'm Cody Hall, Aggie owner and operator of Brazos Moving and Storage. It's time to get the clutter out of your home. Brazos Moving and Storage has you covered. Your one-stop shop for moving, self-storage, and truck rental needs. We have RV, boat, and climate control storage. Rent now with $0 move-in, no deposit, and 1 month free. Our brand new storage location is on Highway 6 in front of the Texas World Speedway. Stop by for a free quote. Call 979-776-1800 or go online to BrazosMovingAndStorage.com. Brazos Moving and Storage, always faster and cheaper. Guaranteed.
If you're like most, when it comes to having a lawnmower, four-wheeler, or other small engine equipment repaired, it's a ridiculous hassle. You have to borrow or rent a trailer, haul it to the repair shop, wait for it to be repaired, then repeat the process to get it back. Not anymore. Simply call Ace Hardware, 979-279-3003. Ace picks up the equipment, repairs it, and brings it back. For lawnmower, four-wheeler, or small engine repair, your local Ace is the place. Call 979-279-3003 for your Ace repair today.
At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zorneman Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So four Aggies on the between first and second teams, right? That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Very cool.
Because I was going back to look, and I went to 89. That'd be the default year you'd look. But I think we only had three Aggies on first and second team All-American that year. Because we had Terry Taylor and John Byington, and then Chuck Knobloch was on some second teams. So anyhow, that's a pretty good deal.
Very cool.
Very, very cool.
Games are at 8 o'clock at night, huh?
I know.
Gotta wait all day for that to happen. All right. Well, that's all right. We'll have the broadcast here. As we always do, most of you would like to make more money, wouldn't you?
Of course.
Makes you happier, right, to make more money. An analysis by the Wall Street Journal did a survey of 450,000 U.S. Americans and evaluated what would make them happy and how much would it cost? The magic number? $75,000 annually. That's how much it takes to meet the average person's basic needs with a reasonable amount of leisure and indulgence. The analysis determined that happiness and comfort levels start to level off at incomes over $75,000. So